Running a business is no cakewalk, but with SAP Concur Solutions, you can be ready for anything. You can manage travel, expenses, and AP all on one platform that's packed with AI and best practices, and that delivers it all through an easy, clear, I can't believe how simple that is experience. So, while not much can be done about that guy who never fails to burn the microwave popcorn and stink up the entire office, with SAP Concur, you can easily handle almost anything else. Take control of your business finances today at concur.com. That's concur.com. Working remotely, where you are shouldn't dictate what you do. Work from the road by turning your vehicle into a reliable high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On the network that covers more roads than any other carrier, take your work on the road and AT&T will be there to keep you connected. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Why wait? Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi today for free trial eligibility. Based on independent third-party data, number of devices varies by manufacturer. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Now, your ideas don't have to wait. Now, they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, and evolving your passions. They push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Get in touch with technology with Tech Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the podcast. My name is Chris Paulette. I'm an editor at HowStuffWorks. And as usual, sitting next to me is senior writer Jonathan Strickland.
Hi, everyone. We're going to talk to you today about turning your PC into a TiVo.
And, you know, a TiVo is sort of a PC.
Actually,
so
yeah.
So thank you very much. Well, it was great talking to you again. Tune in later.
Record time. Jerry okay. Lisa, please.
Yeah, okay. So, no, actually, that's true. I would like to touch on that. I actually own a TiVo. And essentially, they are a PC. But not everyone wants to spend the money to buy a TiVo. They can be a little pricey, especially for the high-definition version, which sure. is very pricey. Mm-hmm. And some people just like that feeling of DIY or, you know what, I just don't like TiVo. So it's up to you, you know. But if you don't want to go the standard route or you want some customization, maybe it's in your best interest to look into building your own.
Yeah, because there are definitely some really cool features you can add into your PC that'll give you a lot more functionality than you would get in a standard TiVo. But we'll get into that a little bit later, I guess. I was actually going to start with literally turning your PC into a TiVo.
Okay.
Which there now is an option to do that. It's through the use of the Nero Liquid TV /TiVo PC. Which is an interface, a card that you install in a PC. It has the coaxial link in the back, so you'd hook your cable up into it.
Right.
And it gives your PC the TiVo functionality. It gives it the same sort of software and functions that you would find in your standard TiVo. And it comes with a software that you can. Yeah, that obviously is the TiVo software. And if you already have a tuner card for your PC, you can get just the software. You don't have to get the card and software bundled together.
Right.
But yeah, this is this this service that turns your PC into a TiVo. So it has the a little TiVo logo. It does a little blip.
It's got the software, and you use the TiVo remote.
Yep. So that's for people who want the TiVo. They don't want necessarily a set-top box. They don't mind using a computer, whether the computer happens to be next to their entertainment system or is in a totally different room, and then wired over to the TV. There are a lot of different options there. So that's the easiest one.
Right.
I don't think it gets any easier than plugging a card into your computer and then just running some software and then you're ready to go.
Well, what about Windows Media Center?
That's almost as easy.
I suppose it depends on whom you ask.
Yeah.
Windows, Microsoft has its own, built in on some, in some PCs.
Most software. Most recent PCs.
Yeah.
Definitely have
yeah.
Them.
So they, Windows Media Center actually has, some capability of doing this on its own. So you could essentially, you know, hook your PC up to your TV and you, or a monitor really. You would need a tuner card, you know,
right.
to do that. But you would be able to go ahead and use your PC as a TV, TiVo, DVR. Mac even has something like that. Apple has, its Front Row, which is, built in. Now it's not quite as, it doesn't handle the same kind of functionality as Windows Media Center, but it does allow you to watch videos you may have downloaded from, iTunes or some of the other services where you can download video and you can look at the photos in your photo gallery, play podcasts, things like that via, you know, you have a little remote control and you can access those, which is one of the advantages of doing this on your TV having the PC to TV hookup is you can access your media library, your music files, you know, not so much with the TiVo software, but with Windows Media Center or with the Front Row thing, you can actually do that, have access to play back all the other things on your TV, which is why some people get a Mac Mini, which is a very scaled down Mac, and just hook it up to their TV and use it that way.
That's cool. Now, I was not aware of Front Row.
Okay.
So I have a question for you that you may or may not know the answer.
All right.
Is it at all similar to Apple TV? It sounds kind of like it has some of the same features.
Well, now Apple TV is a dedicated box.
Sure.
It actually is very similar in size to the Mac Mini. It may be the exact same size for all I know. Cause I'm going off the top of my head here.
Okay.
But, what Jonathan's talking about is, Apple TV is basically dedicated to, getting movies. You can download movies to it over the internet,
right.
that you pay for, and it is dedicated to putting that content up on the TV. It doesn't have the same functionality as a full Macintosh computer.
Sure.
But it's not really intended to be a DVR either. It's not really about hooking up your cable or satellite box directly to Apple TV and then using it as a DVR, which you would get if you used something like Windows Media Center or Nero, the TiVo box, or for that matter, Elgato iTV, which is the Mac version essentially of Nero. Basically, you have a tuner card, you have the software, and you can use your Macintosh to function as a DVR. But again, it also lets you do other things. It's got a built-in tuner guide. It manages disk space for you. It's got the program catalog, and you can share recordings over a network, which you can't do with some DVRs,
sure.
Depending on the age of, like, for example, my TiVo is a Series 1, and it is a real trooper. It's hung in there. It does, except the modem is a little spotty.
Gotcha.
But we basically ran it into the ground, and actually, that's a good point. It would help me segue into my next point, which is you can actually modify your TiVo if
right.
you have one. When the hard drive died in my TiVo, which was a very sad occasion, my friend Dave helped me take it apart. He installed a new, brand new, gigantoid hard drive on it. And basically what we did was we took this brand new hard drive, hooked it up to his Linux computer, and he ran basically an installation program that made it ready to work with the TiVo. The information to run the TiVo is basically in the chipset that is inside the box. So it already knew that I had a lifetime subscription, which is why I wanted to continue using my TiVo.
Nice.
And, you know, you can do that. Actually, since the modem has died, there are companies that will let you buy and upgrade your modem. You can actually install a wireless card or a coax connection in the back. Now, if you do this, you're going to void your warranty.
Right.
In a big way. As a matter of fact, I called TiVo to ask them a question, and they said, yeah, you know, you voided your warranty when you installed this new hard drive. And I said, yeah, it's 6 years old. They went, oh, never mind. So what can I help you with? So they answered my question, which was all I needed really from them. But very, very nice of TiVo to do that. But that, you know, this is essentially all you need is you've got to have something to run the DVR, which is your processor card. You've got to have a hard drive in it, preferably something large. And I'd recommend fast.
Right.
Because if you have a slow hard drive, it is going to affect the way you watch your shows. And then you are going to need some kind of tuner card.
Right. Which can cost around $70 to $150, depending on which one you go with.
Yep.
If you have a computer that has the Media Center on it already, Windows Media Center, then that's really going to be your one expense is the tuner card. So you think $70, hey, that's not so bad.
And don't fret about the card. You know, we say card, and people who may be thinking, well, I could – that, you know, it doesn't sound too difficult. I could probably do that. Oh, wait, there's a card involved. I don't want to pull my computer open. Not all of them are the kinds of cards that you open the case and plug in. Or maybe you have a laptop and you're thinking, I'm not going to pull that thing open. I'm never going to get closed again. There are actually cards that work they fit in a USB slot.
Yeah, the Hopage WinTV PVR USB 2 is one of them. That's like about $125.
Yep. And I believe Nero packages one that comes – you can get it with it, you know, as a single package that has that in there. And Elgato also has a package deal. Or if you're really feeling daring, you can build a brand new PC from scratch and actually put everything into it that you need, in which case what we've been talking about already is probably extremely basic for you.
Right.
But there are a number of freeware operating systems for do-it-yourself DVRs. Among them is Myth TV, which lets you watch live TV. It supports multiple tuner cards, so you could theoretically watch one show, record another. It'll let you rip CDs. It has a game emulator in it, so you can play MAME, Nintendo, or PC games on it.
Wow.
Offers a slideshow. You can get the weather, lets you rip DVDs, and it has an RSS reader if you're feeling like not ripping DVDs.
Yeah, you just want to follow the news online?
Yeah.
Cool.
And it's completely, available for download. There's another version called XMBC, which has been translated into different flavors. Other people, it's open source, so other people have modified it. There's a version for Mac, PC, Linux, or Xbox, the original Xbox. It handles HDTV. It plays from different formats in addition to the hard drive. Network, internet, streams, pictures, allows you to use a remote. That's the tricky part, maybe the remote.
Right.
But a lot of these support a standard remote, a generic remote. Some of them come with it, for the packaged offerings.
It's even possible for you to be able to, if you were, say, using the Windows Media Center, you can network that with something like the Xbox 360. You can use the Xbox 360's interface to access the movies that you've stored on your Windows Media Center. And so then you're just using the remote for the 360. That's kind of a cool approach too. And the nice thing about that is if you have a wireless adapter for if your Xbox 360, but you can wireless network, you don't even have to have the computer and the Xbox 360 in the same room, which is useful because a lot of people don't like having the PC just sitting there right next to everything else in their home entertainment system.
Right, right. And there are a number of other formats let's just say, to clarify and sum it up, that there are a bunch, no matter what operating system you're using, unless you're one of the fans, as I am, of the dearly departed or nearly departed Amiga. And there probably is one.
Comes back to the Amiga.
I got to give them a shout out. And I can't believe I just said shout out. But they there's probably one for the Amiga I didn't see. But I should go look. But really, essentially, there are options. So if you're considering getting a DVR or upgrading yours, you know, there don't necessarily just go look at one. Take a look. They're just about all of these have a pretty extensive website that will let you take a peek and see what different options they offer. And, you know, it's all part of the great convergence as we move to one single box that does everything, depending on whom you ask.
And if you're like me, you might just have an old computer sitting around that could completely, you know, work as a DVR. Now, you want to make sure that you have the, you know, a fast enough processor and a fast enough hard drive. As Chris was saying, you don't want to just, you know, plug anything in. I would recommend using a computer that has at least 256 megabytes of RAM. Anything less than that, and you're not going to have a very good experience whatsoever.
Oh, I'm certain. Yeah, it would probably take at least that.
Yeah, that would be the bare minimum. Yeah. I would recommend faster or more RAM if possible, because you'll need it. But yeah, if you have an old computer sitting around, I actually do have an old computer that I may look into. In fact, it's old enough now where I need to look and see if it could measure up to what I would require to make it into a DVR. But I've been, since we started researching this podcast, I was thinking, hey, this is something it sounds like, you know, I could totally do. And considering that I also have a TiVo at home, but it gave up the ghost almost immediately after coming out of the box. And since it was a free copy, I never bothered to ever get it fixed. This is the thing, is I never lived with TiVo.
Right.
So I don't know what I'm missing, right? So people who live with TiVo, it's like talking to someone who just got out of a cult. I mean,
yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, so I kind of want to join now. Granted, it's many years after the cult was at its height, but I'm curious to – I'm wondering what TV I'm missing.
Well, DVR popularity is just one of those things where I think people accept it now, and you know,
sure,
just don't hear anything about it.
It's a standard
so
thing
anymore.
Of so many cable cable boxes now. Yeah. Like you can get a cable box from your cable provider that has a DVR in it. Now, most people who are big fans of DVRs will tell you that the DVRs packaged with cable provider boxes are substandard when compared to other products on the market.
Well, I would always say it's a good idea to look at a review site, of which How Stuff Works is not one. But there are others, some really great review sites out there that will, you know, put them against one another head to head. TiVo always does pretty well in those, but there are some others that, you know, from companies I shan't mention, because I used to work for them. You know, they make decent DVRs that other people do like, that reviewers have reviewed. And TiVo has actually had partnerships with some companies in the past. If I were looking at buying a new box right now, I would consider, you know, the variety. You've got all the different ones that your provider might offer. You've got the third party like TiVo or Digio's box, the Moxie.
Mm.
And then you have, you know, the do it yourself PC version. And each of them offers something a little bit different. And it might be worth checking out whether you like the interface and whether you feel comfortable doing this. But I think that this is a project that people might not necessarily need to be afraid of, because it sounds complex, but it's really not.
And keep in mind that if you do it the do-it-yourself way, that gives you a lot more options when it comes to making changes further down the road. And most of these set-top boxes, you aren't supposed to modify them.
No.
So you void your warranty, or you could possibly really break something.
Or electrocute yourself if the capacitors have.
But with the PC, I mean, you can, let's say that you realize, like, if you could buy a TiVo for a certain amount of money and you say, hey, it'll let me store this many hours of programming, whether that's standard definition or high definition, whatever. But if you look at a PC, you could say, well, it really just depends on how big the hard drive is, and I can always upgrade my hard drive. I can add hard drive space or switch it out or whatever. You can't really do that with a TiVo necessarily, at least not without voiding the warranty. So that's one of the other big, big advantages of using a PC, is that it gives you a lot more flexibility.
That's true.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel like I need to run home and start recording some television.
It's a good thing. Record one thing, watch another. I'm just saying.
I know what show I want to record.
Okay.
Yeah. It starts on November 13th.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You know what it is?
Nope.
How Stuff Works.
Oh!
First promo of How Stuff Works, the TV show.
Except we're probably being played 3 weeks after.
Yeah, it's probably by the time this gets played, it's already been. So I hope you guys have been enjoying it.
I know we have.
Yes, certainly. Well, now that we've discussed this all the way to the ground, I want to encourage our listeners to go to howstuffworks.com. We have articles all about computers. We have articles about DVRs and TiVos specifically.
That's true.
And you can check all that out at howstuffworks.com right now, and we'll talk to you again soon.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@howstuffworks.com. Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Running a business is no cakewalk, but with SAP Concur Solutions, you can be ready for anything. You can manage travel, expenses, and AP all on one platform that's packed with AI and best practices, and that delivers it all through an easy, clear, I can't believe how simple that is experience. So, while not much can be done about that guy who never fails to burn the microwave popcorn and stink up the entire office, with SAP Concur, you can easily handle almost anything else. Take control of your business finances today at concur.com. That's concur.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.